We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good to hear those guys.
That's that Elam ending.
Fun.
That's a really brilliant rule that keeps teams from just taking the air out of the ball or intentionally fouling and stuff like that. You add 8 points to the best team's score at the under 4 minute, and then that's the target score to go get. I like that.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Different.
Thinking outside the box.
Very different.
As opposed to robot umpires, for example.
Stealing first.
Yeah, and stealing first base in the Atlantic League. All right, so
Frank Viola is in that league. Did you know that?
I was just looking at that. Did you see he got tossed because of it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
For arguing balls and strikes with a robot, umpire.
Yeah. The Atlantic League.
Yeah.
That recently installed the robot umpires as part of a 3-year agreement with Major League Baseball. Testing a Trackman system that lets the computer call the balls and strikes and the home plate umpire. Frank Viola, former Minnesota Twin, all-star pitching coach of the High Point Rockers.
Cy Young winner.
Cy Young winner, too. You're right.
Yes.
Wanted human umpire Tim Detweiler to overrule some of the close calls made by the system during a game 6 days ago. He didn't, and Viola got tossed in the first inning of the first game.
Well, he's the answer to a great trivia question.
Yes, he is.
Who was the first guy thrown out by a robot umpire?
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
I can appreciate his wanting, or at least pleading with the human umpire to overrule the robotic umpire, but Tim Detweiler's hands are tied, right? That's the rule.
What is he going to do?
He's got to call the strike. No, it was a strike, according to the robot. Although I guess he could lie.
Yeah, I didn't realize, and I suppose that human umpires have to have some leeway and abilities to overrule.
I think the only leeway they could possibly have.
Yes, I get it.
Check swings. I mean, that's the only gray area
that
they get, right, in the Atlantic League.
Right, I would think. Yeah.
I mean, they've got those AirPods in their ears, and
you bounce a ball, 55 feet away, and it pops up in the strike zone,
like a cricket shot.
It
bounces up into the strike zone.
Yeah, because I think that the measurable area is right around the area of the batter electronically. I don't know. I can't believe we're even discussing this stuff.
It's kind of
but
funny.
I love the fact that Frank Viola argued against a robot. I think that's awesome.
I do too.
So,
okay, Twitter question.
More power to him.
Back to the aftershocks with Cindio HRO Twitter question. At KFH Radio, Twitter handle. Vote and retweet, please. Has to do with the aftershocks. How many games do you think they'll win in the basketball tournament? All of them. 2 million, baby. 1-2, they'll lose before Chicago. 3 or 4, they'll get to Chicago but lose in Chicago. Or none. How many games are the aftershocks going to win? 44% say 1 or 2, they're going to lose before they get to Chicago. 32% think they'll win 3 or 4, lose in Chicago. 18% say we're going to win all of them. We're going to win it. And only 6% think that we'll go 0-for.
I don't even know how to vote on that.
Me neither. Have no idea.
Don't even know how. I've watched enough of the basketball tournament over the years to know that this paper, this team on paper,
right,
is very representative and based on the paper that we know of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like based on the players and what we know of those players from the day, we know that that's a pretty representative team based on teams that have reached the Final Four. Hell, Bradley had a team in the Final Four of this thing as recently as like 3 years ago, I think.
Yeah, they were good.
2 or 3 years ago. They were really good.
Yep.
Really good. But you just don't know. I mean, I don't know. How is this team from Iowa going to look?
Right.
I mean, what do we know about the KU team, the self-made team? How many guys do they have on? I don't know anything about their roster.
Well.
And who are they playing first? Are they playing
Marquette? They're playing against a team. No, they're not. Sideline Cancer is the name of their team, I think. And I'm not sure exactly who they represent.
Okay.
I'll get the bring up the tournament schedule and the rosters here in a second. But, yeah, I mean, so how many do you think they're going to win?
I know this. They're going to be competitive. That's for sure. No question about that. I just don't know enough about the rest of the tournament.
Well, Overseas Elite is the one that's been kicking this entire league's butt for the last two or three years. Elijah Johnson, here's the, according to the website, self-made. Elijah Johnson, Darrell Arthur, Mario Little, Perry Ellis, Travis Relaford, Landon Lucas, Tyshawn Taylor. So, legit.
Yeah, legit.
That would be if both
totally.
If both teams win, they'd play each other on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, Darrell Arthur has been in the league as recently as a year ago. So,
and Connor Frankham,
interesting.
Of course, just came from Vegas with a little stint with the Lakers summer league team out in Las Vegas. So, but they'll both have to win one before they play each other. And then you talk about I don't want to say a packed house, because I don't know if 10,506 will be there for a KU Wichita State alumni grudge match.
I don't know.
But there'll be a bunch. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how many people show up Thursday night, week from tonight, to see Wichita State play Iowa. So, yeah, there's some of the
You would think
players.
That it would be pretty significant, but, I mean, I don't know. It would surprise me if it wasn't well-attended, and I mean really well-attended, because it's Wichita State basketball.
Right. The guys, PJ so, and Stutz hit it on the head. I mean, here's your opportunity to come out, and that's a big reason why, maybe not the reason, but a big reason why a lot of those players agreed to play, because they knew it was going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
You have one last chance to play in Charles Koch Arena. And, you know, Garrett pointed out
cool.
that the basketball tournament, they're no dummies either. They know we draw, so that's why we got a regional.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
You know?
Sure. It's a hell of an idea.
It really is. And
I mean, it's just a fantastic idea.
You know, it's a way better idea, hindsight being perfect, it's a way better idea than the Big Three league, the three-on-three thing.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually make it come together and make it a viable product – probably, if I were to come up with this idea, I'd be like, nah, this is too good to be true. You know, there's not going to be enough interest. TV, not going to pick it up. You know, it's a good idea in theory to get an alumni team from all these universities all over the country. But I don't know. My confidence level in it actually working probably would have torpedoed the whole thing. But as it turned out, it's a hell of an idea. And these games.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
These games are going to be on ESPN.
And they picked the perfect time of the year. I mean, there's NFL camps are just opening, but that's not enough to kind of. I mean, they still get plenty of attention with this tournament. lot of attention, in fact.
Yep. All right, Doug, you got about you got about 20 seconds. What you got?
Okay, hey, real quick, what Wichita State fan wouldn't want to do? Wouldn't want to come out to Coke Arena and watch this? You know,
right?
The middle of summer, the Royals suck. What's there to do?
Unless you're on vacation, you don't really have an excuse, do you?
You don't. Yeah. And I, for one, will be there because KU finally has to come to Wichita.
They do.
All right. Thanks
for listening, Doug. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Doug.
Good call.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Rory, as kind of forecasted yesterday, has blown up in his first round on his essentially home course.
Mm-hmm. Had an 8 on number one, I think.
Kind of interesting.
Hit one out of bounds or something.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, we'll have a open update after Blair Kirkhoff, Kansas City Star, joins us. He'll be on the other side of the break. He was at Big 12 Media Days. Blair Kirkhoff, we'll come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.